Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Iraq's prime minister says military operations to retake the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah are underway. Earlier, the army urged residents in the city to leave. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
Iraqi state television told families who can't leave Fallujah to raise white flags to show where they are. Fallujah fell to the jihadists at the start of 2014. The city, not far to the west of Baghdad, has long been fertile ground for Sunni militants, as many of those who live there, including powerful tribes, have for years felt victimized by the Shia-dominated government.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces installed more blast walls and layers of razor wire around Baghdad's green zone after the compound that houses most Iraqi ministries, along with foreign embassies, was breached for a second time Friday. Two people died, more than 100 were wounded when protesters stormed the prime minister's office and the parliament building. President Obama has arrived in Vietnam on the first leg of a week-long trip to Asia. From Hanoi, Michael Sullivan reports Obama's visit comes as China takes more aggressive action in the region.
President Obama's trip is the third by a sitting U.S. president since the two countries normalized relations over 20 years ago. It comes amid rising tension in the South China Sea between China and its neighbors, including both Vietnam and the Philippines. U.S. officials have characterized the trip as an effort to demonstrate an upgrade in the relationship between the U.S. and Vietnam, including military relations, with an eye toward containing China. The U.S. is considering lifting a partial arms embargo against Vietnam, though concerns about the country's human rights record remain. President Obama is also expected to encourage expanding economic ties through the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, which still faces opposition in Congress. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Hanoi.
Turkey's ruling party has a new leader who will also become the country's new prime minister. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the move helps solidify the power of Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan.
Transport Minister Binali Yildirim, a self-described close ally of Turkey's president, takes over the reins of the ruling AK party after Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced he wouldn't run. Davutoğlu told the rank and file that it wasn't his choice to step down, but he was doing it for the unity of the party. Political analysts say Davutoğlu showed signs of independence that displeased President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Davutoğlu urged his colleagues to back a pro-democracy constitution. Erdogan is eager for a new constitution that shifts major executive powers from the prime minister to the president. And Yildirim is expected to support that. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Asian markets are trading lower at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan down 1%. U.S. futures contracts trading slightly lower at last check. This is NPR News. The search for the voice data recorders from the Egypt Air Flight 804 that went down over the Mediterranean Sea last week continues. Egypt has sent a submarine to assist in the search, and Britain, Cyprus, France, and the U.S. also sent surface ships and planes to assist. Officials have already recovered some debris and human remains, but they say it will be a while before they know the cause. British director Ken Loach has won the Cannes Film Festival's top prize with an angry movie about a disabled man confronting a dysfunctional benefit system. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Loach beat out 20 other films to become one of the few directors to win Cannes twice.
Cette année, Palme d'Or,
La Palme d'Or revient.
I, Daniel Blake. Loach took to the stage to receive the coveted Palme d'Or for his film I, Daniel Blake. The movie is an angry work about a man confronting a dehumanizing benefit system. Loach called it a reminder that it's possible to go hungry in a rich country like Britain. The festival's Best Director Award was shared by Olivier Assaya's Personal Shopper, starring Kristen Stewart, and Romanian director Christian Mungiu's Graduation. Iranian cinema also took two prizes for Asghar Farhadi's The Salesman. After thanking his team, Loach thanked Cannes, calling the festival important for the future of cinema. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Crude oil prices trading lower and overnight Asian trading down more than 0.5% at $48.14 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.